The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Preview. We're going to look ahead to a Friday evening's action at the Breeders' Cup. Santa Anita on Friday evening for the first instalment of this year's World Championships. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line to look ahead to the action is Alistair Whitehouse-Jones. How are you, Ali?
Very well, thank you, Mark.
Good. I mean, the Friday is not quite as good as the Saturday, but two great days, well, evenings to us, isn't it, of racing to look forward to.
Absolutely, yeah. Saturday is really the stellar day, isn't it? But it's still intriguing stuff on Friday.
It is, yes. And we're going to go through Fridays on this. I understand you'll be in the studio as well. Is it Saturday evening that you're coming up?
I am, absolutely, and looking forward to it, because the Breeders' Cup, the Saturday evening, is just a wonderful occasion. And it, from a trends perspective, it is such a strong meeting. So hopefully we'll be able to point listeners towards plenty of winners on Saturday evening.
Okay. Let's concentrate on Friday, though. We're going to look at five races on Friday evening, the five graded races, if you like, four grade ones and a grade two, and the first of them is the 8:45. It's the Breeders' Cup Marathon, which is a grade two on the dirt, and we have betting on site as well if you want to have a bet. And Ever Rider is the 4-1 market leader at the time of recording. Blue Skies and Rainbows is 5-1 with Indian Jones. It's then 7-1 for London Bridge. Worldly is 8-1. Old Time Hockey 9s, and then 10-1 or bigger prices the rest. So Alistair, over to you for your thoughts on the marathon.
Yeah, two striking factors really about this race. Firstly, as last year as well, it's not a great renewal, and you do wonder why some of Britain's better stayers haven't travelled over, with the prize money on offers. It wouldn't take one of our better ones by any means to go really close in this. And, secondly, there are quite a few front runners in this race, and there's going to be a strong likelihood of a really fierce pace, and that's going to make it a thorough test. And a lot of these horses are unproven over the trip. So, if you'd got a British two-miler and I owned one, I'd be knocking on my trainer's door thinking, well, why the hell didn't we go over? Because there's some big money up for grabs here, and it's not going to take that much winning. Worldly could be interesting, as he was not far behind classic winner Fort Land last time out, but he's one for whom the trip is a definite concern. And my preference would be for Indian Jones, who doesn't do a lot in a hurry, it has to be said, but he does keep on in his races, and if they did happen to blast off up front, then I'd expect this horse to be closing in with real purpose in the closing stages.
Okay, who are the dangers then? Who are you most worried about in the race?
Yeah, I think you mentioned Ever Rider, top of the market. He represents Argentina, who of course won this race 12 months ago, and this one actually prepped in the same race as last year's winner. He is one who will definitely stay the trip, and he's a rock-solid market leader.
Okay, on to the second race that we're going to look at then. This is at 9:25 UK time. It's the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf, a grade one contest over a mile. And Aidan O'Brien won this last year with Ryan Moore in the saddle on board George Vancouver. They have one of the favourites, well, one of the joint favourites this year. Giovanni Baldini is a 7-2 joint favourite with Bobby's Kitten. Do you see between those two, Alistair, or who else do you like in this race?
I think there's definite hope of a British winner here. As Outstrip, the Godolphin horse, is a definite contender for the boys in blue. He's got form in our top 2-year-old races, like the Champagne Stakes at Doncaster and, of course, the Dewhurst. At Newmarket, if you look back at the video of that race, he travelled every bit as well as the winner, War Command, but he just lacked the same turn of foot as the winner in the closing stages. I think the extra furlong here is definitely going to be in this horse's favour. He looked a real top prospect at Doncaster. He's actually well bred to be served by the racing in America. He's well drawn in stall four, and they've done a good turn here in getting Mike Smith, a top experienced American jockey with won plenty of races at the Breeders' Cup meeting. I think he's a fascinating booking for Outstrip, and over this extra distance, with a real American pedigree as well, I expect this horse to go pretty close.
Yeah, interesting jockey booking, as you say. So you're with Outstrip. Who would you be most worried about? Who do you not want to see looming alongside Outstrip?
Yeah, you mentioned the O'Brien horse. I mean, Aidan's got a really good record in this race, and he does run Giovanni Baldoni, for whom Ryan Moore has been booked. He was only third in what didn't, you know, I don't think it was the best of national stakes this year. He finished third in that, and his latest win came in listed company. So, you know, this is an assignment that demands a lot more from him. I'd be more fearful of Bobby's Kitten, who was really heavily backed when beaten on debut, but since then he's won his last two and was particularly impressive in a Grade 3 at Belmont last time in what is traditionally a good trial for this race. This horse has got a wicked turn of foot, and he's held in the highest regard by connections who know a good horse when they get one. And I'd rank Bobby's Kitten as the principal danger to Outstrip, who would get the nod.
Okay, Outstrip there then. On to the 10.05, which is the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile, a Grade 1 over a mile, obviously, and the betting looks like this. Verrazano is the 11-4 favourite. Golden Sense is 4-1, 8-1 for Pants on Fire, Golden Ticket 9s. Brujo de Oleres is 10-1 with Fedbiz, and then 11-1 or bigger price as the rest. Who do you fancy for the Dirt Mile?
Yeah, the Dirt Mile is another race that's going to be run at a really strong gallop, I think. Plenty of front runners up there, and I do like the look of Golden Ticket, who I think you mentioned there at 9-1 mark. This horse has got form over further, and his assured stamina, you know, could well make a difference in the closing stages of this race, granted any luck in running from stall two. He is closely matched with Alpha on last year's form in the Travers Stakes, but he's definitely a better horse at four, and has form linking in with horses running in the big races on Saturday, as you know, for instance, he was second to Classic Hope Fort Lande back in June, and then he won a handicap by no less than 8 lengths the following month, and then here last time shaped a lot better than the bare form suggests, behind a horse called Macho Man, who again is a leading fancy for Saturday's Classic. That was after a break. I think he's been, you know, specifically prepared for this race. He's got a better jockey up top on this occasion, and I expect Golden Ticket to go close. He will need luck in running, held up from that inside stall, but if he gets it, and they are going to go a fast pace, and I can see this horse being bang there in the closing stages.
Okay, any others in there worthy of considering?
Yeah, Hymnbook is another armed with a low draw, with the ability to take a hand off the strong pace, and Golden Sense as well comes here on the back of a career best second in a Grade 1 over 6 furlongs. This is clearly over an extra 2 furlongs, but he's admirably versatile as regards trip. He's actually run over a mile and a quarter in the past, and I think Golden Sense is another major contender.
Okay, on to the fourth race we're going to look at. This is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies Turf, a Grade 1 over a mile, and there's a couple of horses here that we'll know plenty about in the UK. Chryselium and Vorda are both 9-2 joint favourites. Alpha Kira is 6-1. My Conquistadori is 6-1, 8-1 for Testa Rossi. Ready to Act is 10s, and then 12-1 or bigger prices the rest. The first three in the betting all won at Newmarket recently, so we know plenty about them over here.
They did, exactly, yeah. This Phillies Turf is definitely the most interesting race on Friday from a European perspective, as you said, Mark, with us running three, including Cheveley Park Heroine Vorda. I mean, she looked pretty good at Newmarket, but I think she's probably the most vulnerable of these, going beyond 6 furlongs for the first time. And you've got to remember, she was quick enough to win over 5 furlongs on debut, so I know it's a speed-orientated circuit in Santa Anita, but they're going to go a hell of a good clip. They normally do in these juvenile races, and I think Vorda could struggle to get home. So I'll be looking at the other two British horses, and Rockfell winner Alpha Kira and Phillies Mile winner Chryselium. The latter would have no stamina issues at all, clearly having won the Phillies Mile. But I did like the way Alpha Kira travelled in the Rockfell Stakes, and that Group 2 at Newmarket, you know, is every bit as good as the Phillies Mile these days. It's a real stepping stone to stardom in recent years. Despite winning that over a stiff 7 furlongs, you know, this Marco Botti filly has got a lot of speed, which she will need from her inside stall. Both runs so far have been on easy ground, it has to be said, but if you read back through the quotes of connections, they definitely think this horse has got a lot of speed and is going to be, you know, better suited by the quicker surface over in America. So I think Alpha Kira, with Ryan Moore booked and from stall two, is a fascinating contender at 6-1.
Okay, Alpha Kira then, that would be Each way value at 6-1. I suppose you could play each way. Is there anything else in there that you could have a couple of each way nibbles on as well?
I think the best of the home team would be Kitten Caboodle, who was formerly with Another Yard, but on debut for this one ran out an impressive winner of a Grade 3 at Keeneland. Definitely comes into it on the strength of that form, and the stable do have a good record in this race. So Kitten Caboodle would be the best of the home team.
Okay, on to the last race we're going to look at then, the Breeders' Cup Distaff, which is a filly's Grade 1 on the dirt. It's over a mile and one furlong, and we have last year's winner Royal Delta returning to defend her crown. She's a 2-1 favourite. Princess of Silmar is 9-4, Beholder is 3-1, Close Hatchers 6s, 14s for Authenticity, and Street Girl is 40-1 then. So last year's winner, Royal Delta, can she back it up this year?
She's got every chance. She's favourite for a reason. This is a stronger renewal, I believe. I think this is a really good renewal of the Distaff, and you can give a chance to all of the runners, I'd say, with the possible exception of Street Girl at the top, who's got quite a bit to find. The one for me is Princess of Silmar, who, you know, she's come a long way since getting beat by Close Hatches back in the spring and won her last four starts, all of them Grade 1 events, and I thought she was particularly impressive in the latest when two lengths too good for last year's win at Royal Delta. The other reason for really fancying her chances is that she is a hold-up performer, and despite the small field, there's a definite likelihood of a decent pace here with Royal Delta and Beholder, both fairly one-dimensional in their running styles. You know, both of them are confirmed front runners, and I can't see either of them giving up that role for anything. I couldn't be backing either of those with them likely to keep each other company, and I'd say the biggest threat could well come in the shape of Close Hatches, who has also raised her profile in winning her last two and does smack of a three-year-old that's, you know, just beginning to improve at the right time. So for me, this could be dominated by the three-year-olds, with Princess of Silmar preferred to old foe Close Hatches.
Yeah, there's plenty of winning records on offer in this, isn't there? Plenty of sequences building up, and so you expect Royal Delta and Beholder to probably go off in front, cut each other's throat, so to speak, and set up for Princess of Silmar.
Yeah, as I said, they're fairly one-dimensional, those two. They need to lead. I mean, they've got two experienced jockeys on their back in Mike Smith and Gary Stevens, but yeah, if they go off a bit too fast, and you can easily envisage that happening, then I fancy those two to set it up for a closer.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you, Ali. Before you go, would there be a best bet for you on Friday evening?
I quite like 9-1 Golden Ticket in the Dirt Mile. I think if this pans out favourably and gets a luck in running from an inside stall, then I think Golden Ticket could be really good value at 9-1.
Okay, good stuff. Thank you very much. Enjoy what you see on Friday, and we'll look forward to hearing you on Saturday evening as well.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.